The Coast Guard expands a bit today since the September 11th terrorist attacks. The Coast Guard has steadily been training and rolling out specialized maritime safety and security teams known as MSSTs. Miami's team has its formal commissioning ceremony today. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, the creation of these teams reflects a significant retooling of the Coast Guard's mission.
Anyone who's traveled on an airplane in the last 3 years knows how much air security has increased since 9/11. Water security may be less visible, but the government believes it's no less important. Enter the Coast Guard's Maritime Safety and Security Teams. They're a new part of the Coast Guard, providing security at places like the Democratic and Republican National Conventions, presidential inaugurations, the Super Bowl, and other sensitive events. The 76 men and women of Miami's team have been training for the last 3 months. Everyone on these teams has a specialized role. Owen Earl is a coxswain, and his crew is speeding across the glassy waters of South Florida's Biscayne Bay today in the Coast Guard's fastest, newest, and most agile boat. For a 20-year-old like Earl, handling this 25-foot-long vessel is a dream.
This boat is just very maneuverable for high-speed chases. This boat can turn this on a dime. Whereas the surf boats, they're a little bit bigger. They're just made just for pounding through surf.
It's time for a practice run. Yep. The boat accelerates to nearly 50 miles an hour and makes an almost perfect U-turn without slowing down. That's the sound of a reporter's microphone slamming into his seatmate as the boat swivels 180 degrees. But, says MSST Miami spokesman Henry Arizari, this is a skill at which the Coast Guard's new maritime safety and security teams need to be proficient.
I think we've gone into the more non-traditional Coast Guard missions. We've identified that there is a need for this type of training, and we're trying to cover all those gray areas that in the past, before September 11th, weren't a hot issue.
In other words, instead of focusing on the good guys, search and rescue missions, for example, the MSSTs are focusing on potential bad guys. Vice Admiral Vivian Cray is the commander of the Coast Guard Atlantic area. She says these teams are one example of a major change in the Coast Guard's overall mission.
It is a fundamental shift. We've always done port security virtually since day one of our existence, but it was not something that we spent an overtly large amount of time doing, except for in a wartime environment.
The Coast Guard's budget has grown by more than 50% since 9/11. Barry Parker is a maritime security consultant with the firm BDP-1. He says the changes to the Coast Guard could be a good investment if it's part of a larger security infrastructure.
The fact that they've been moved over to the Department of Homeland Security, I think out of the Department of Transportation, indicates that they have a different mission now. I would say that if it's kind of one layer and a multi-layered approach, that's a very good use of federal money. Just in and of itself, it's probably not very efficient if there's no intelligence to guide where the teams are deployed.
With Miami's Maritime Safety and Security Team, there are now 13 such units across the nation. And while drug interdiction, migrant interceptions, and search and rescue will likely remain the Coast Guard's bread and butter, the Coast Guard expects these teams to be at the leading edge of the agency's new mission. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Miami.